¿Habla usted Spanglish?
Larry Torres.
Have you ever heard of la historia de la noche before Christmas?
Oh, pues naturalmente, mijo,
returned his grandfather.
Before los gringos wrote it, we used to tell la misma historia aquí en Taos.
You mean to tell me, continued Canutito, that las personas de Taos used to know about Santa Claus, los duenditos, y los reindeer también?
Oh, that's not what I said,
countered his grandpa.
Lo que dije es que we used to tell that story of how los locales were visited by the spirits of Christmas past años antes que it was written down in English.
¿Y qué es el Christmas past? Asked his grandson, sitting up and looking at his grandfather curiously.
Pues, our spirits of Christmas past duermen en las montañas,
came the reply.
They sleep in las cuevas del Salto and on the feast of Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe. They wake up and they come down the mountain, cracking their chicotes and asking if we remember the ancient ways.
Y pobrecito del que no sepa cómo speak in Spanish or pray.
Entonces they will carry him away para siempre. These abuelos, these Christmas ogres, wander the valleys of Taos hasta la fiesta de los tres reyes magos on the 6th of January.
Tell me the story, pleaded Canutito of his grandpa.
Pues, siéntate right here and I will tell you cómo pasó, said his grandpa, clearing his throat. Was a night before Christmas, when all through that chante, we ate our pozole with chile picante. Mama en la cocina was busy planchando her new Christmas outfit, riendo y cantando. And papa, well, he was bending his old calzoncillos so that he could go for leña y no pasar fríos. They'd tucked me away in my little cama and wrapped me up tightly in fresadas de lana. And they said, hey, descansa, pa' la misa del gallo. And soon I was snoring, like a weary caballo. When all of a sudden, oí mucho ruido, I threw back the blankets and I jumped from my nido. I ran to the window and slid across the suelo. Outside I could see venir el abuelo. He had a chicote and great long pestañas, and his barba was full of white telarañas. He whooped and he hollered and he gave such a grito. I ran for my mom like a scared conejito. He stormed through the door and he yelled, ¿Dónde está aquel muchachito? ¡Que venga pa' acá!
I yelled from a distance, ¡No me vaya a pegar! He said,
I won't whip you si sabes rezar.
I threw out a salve and Ave Maria.
And he looked in my ojos y así se reía. And he said, I'm not malo with the good muchachitos who know the traditions y no son malcriaditos. And then from his saco, he took a juguete and he gave it to me and he stroked my cachete. And he said, No olvides las costumbres pasadas, for then I'll come back and darte nalgadas. And with that, he was gone to sleep in la sierra. And all I could see was la nieve en la tierra. As I stood there watching in la noche estrellada, my papá came back in from a breve jornada. He asked me, hey, ¿qué miras? And he winked at my mama. He said, that kid's tired, put him back in his cama. As I started to sleep in la cocina, oye, my parents were giggling and laughing with glee.
That little kid bought it, he said with delight.
She said, gracias, honey. Now, have a good night.
Oh, Grandpa, said Canutito, as he started to put two and two together. Was el abuelo then just your papa?
Oh, I don't know, mijo, came the reply, pero I'm not willing to take that chance, are you? Huh?
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.